Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, Beverly Williams. Also the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by, very properly chosen, by the Small Business Administration. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And soon to be author Beverly Williams, right, Beverly?
Yes, working on a book.
Yeah, that's coming out this, is it coming out, what, later in the year?
Probably the first part of next year.
First part of next year, okay.
Right.
All right. I'm confusing deadlines with pub dates, right?
Yeah, I know, yes. it confuses me as well. Manuscript is actually due July 1, so, yeah. You know, it goes from there.
I got you. Okay, we'll be looking forward to that. Beverly, we've been conducting, as you know, a series on home-based business tips that you,
mm-hmm.
success tips that you've created and that we've been talking about. And the last time you were here, we talked about some of the things you need to pay attention to in the surroundings of your home, in the environment, I guess,
mm-hmm.
I should say, of your home-based business. But I think now we're ready to move on in a little closer and hone in on the actual place where you work, are we?
We are. We talked last time about whether or not you were going to have clients coming to your house, and if so, how to set that up, and other alternatives to having them come to your home office. So
including make sure you have the scented candles and the potpourri simmering.
Yes, you do remember our last conversation, don't you?
Oh, listen, since then, you wouldn't believe how much potpourri I've gone out and bought, and I've got it simmering really nicely now. So go ahead.
I will have you know that I talked to a number of men after that conversation, and they said, well, they don't use potpourri, but they use the plug-in air scent.
Well, no, I've got one of those.
Okay, see,
yeah.
So there's not a whole lot of difference. Now, if you're, there's still other things to consider when you're setting up your office in your home, besides obviously having employees or clients or your peers coming to visit you. Some of the things about, such as having a separate room for your office, if at all possible, you really need to have a separate room so that you can have a door to close.
Yep.
That will help you separate your personal life and your business life with that 30-second commute. There's no downtime like you have now when you commute in a car. So if you can possibly have a door that you can literally close, it'll help make the transition easier for you. And it will also act as an appropriate barrier to family interruptions. It's really amazing how when I first started my first home-based business 15 years ago, my teenage son really resented mom suddenly being home when he got home from school. But he very quickly got in the habit of coming in and sitting down in my office to tell me all about his day, regardless of what I had going on.
Right.
So there were times when I really needed to close that door and said, you know, work in progress or something that let him know that I needed not to be interrupted right at that moment unless there was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier to do with a physical door you can close. Some people don't have that option, of course, and there are other ways to work around that. Having a separate bedroom, if you have a spare bedroom that you can use as your office, that's great. If it's also used as a guest room, then it can be a little awkward, particularly if there's no way to really separate the bedroom area from the office area in that room. I know that there are a number of people who had to share office space with a spare bedroom for guests, and they said the guests actually felt awkward. They felt like they had to get up in the morning and clean the room and get out of it because it was this person's office.
Right.
So it does make it uncomfortable and a little awkward. It's certainly doable if that's your only option.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman.
Well, it's a little bit awkward when you're working till midnight or 1 o'clock, and they're, you know, they're trying to get to sleep
they
over there.
They want to go to bed.
And you're over there paying, you know, tapping out on the computer. That's always a little awkward too, isn't it?
It is. And you know, there may be other ways you can work around that. If you don't have deadlines at the same time you have guests, you may be able to take a little bit of time off from your work or perhaps move some of the work to another space. But you know, if you can avoid that, it's better.
Right.
Beverly,
I don't want to douse the fires of entrepreneurialism in anybody's out there right now, but maybe, you know, one of the things that's good to hear about hearing what Beverly has to say is that it's quite possible, unfortunately, to fail in your business, not because you don't have a good business model, mm-hmm. but because you don't have a good place to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I guess my point is, you need, if you're not already doing this, if you're what I call a small business dreamer, you're dreaming about it, but you haven't done it yet. You might want to say, okay, I'm going to take what Beverly says to heart and make sure that you don't start what you're doing until you have a place that where if you think what you're going to be doing is going to grow to a point that it can't be done off your kitchen table, effectively, you might want to wait. It might inspire you or motivate you, I should say, to make arrangements. To make some other sacrifices or something. But Beverly, I just think it's important to say that you could have an outstanding business model, but if you don't have a good place for it, you can still fail.
Thank you, because that's why I spend so much time talking about this stuff. Some people may think this is silly. What does that have to do with your business? But the reality is it can make or break your business. If you don't have a proper place to work and an appropriate, comfortable place for you to accomplish your job, if you don't have family cooperation, if you don't have enough electrical outlets, if you don't have proper lighting, if you don't have the basic equipment that you need, like a good chair that you're going to sit in half the day, those things can break your business. Now, certainly another option is to move it out of the house. Don't be in a home-based business. And there are people who have found that that's what the option ended up being for them, mm-hmm. that they really couldn't do it physically in their home, whether it was because of space or personality or whatever. And that's, I still consider that a success. I'm sorry they couldn't be home-based, because certainly that's my thing, is everybody should be home-based. But it's okay if it doesn't work. Now, you can't always anticipate in advance how things are going to be. But if you spend some time thinking about it, looking over the house, talking with other members of the household, I mean, down to the smallest children, if you ask for their input, ask them to brainstorm with you the what ifs. What if this business got so big that it ended up taking up the whole house? You know, your kids will probably say, well, Mom, then you'll have enough money. You can build another house.
Yeah.
You know?
That'll absolutely be said. Beverly, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, the thing that I want, Beverly and I want to remind you about, is our job is not to encourage you to be in business. That's your decision. Our job is to make sure that if you decide to do it, that you go in there with all the information. 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend. And by the way, folks, my website is www.jbsba.com. And Beverly's is aahbb.org. After all these years, I remember that one very well. And don't forget, Beverly, just remind people that they can still get your CD, your cassette of you discussing these 21 success tips, can't they?
Yes, that's correct. They can do it from the website, and very soon, within hopefully the next week, it will be available on CD as well.
Okay, good. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Check that out when you get a chance. Tell us the price again.
$12, which includes shipping and handling for the cassette.
Yeah.
It'll be $15 for the CD.
Okay, $12 for the CD cassette and $15 for the CD. All right,
right,
good. Sounds good. Okay, we're talking about your workspace, the actual space that you carve out of your home for your home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bev, we were just saying off the air a little bit, you and I were just talking about something I said as we went to the break, and that is that, somebody said to me last week, something about me, spending all my time encouraging people to start and operate their home, their small businesses. And I said, I spend a fair amount of my time trying to talk people out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't understand what I meant. And I said, well, everybody does. A lot of people look into becoming a small business owner, home-based or otherwise, But everybody doesn't need to be doing it. It's not mm-hmm. for everybody.
Right.
And that applies whether you're home-based or not home-based.
Absolutely.
And I know that's something that you run up against. And this issue of space, I mean, you know, Beverly, it breaks my heart to think that somebody would have the desire, I mean, the real desire, they really need to be a small business owner. They could actually do it. They've got an outstanding model, and it actually could work.
Mm-hmm.
But it breaks my heart to think that that person might not do it because of the physical space.
Right.
Now, that I don't like.
Well, physical space is a problem. If you don't have a separate office space or a way that you can get away from normal noise and levels in the household and family traffic patterns, excuse me, you could be heading for disaster, both in your family relationships and in your business. As I mentioned to you off the air, I used to start my class with, why do you want to be a home-based business? And 54 questions later, after we just talked about all these issues of being home-based, the last question was, do you still want to be home-based? Several people have walked out of my class and said, no, this is not for me. I don't want to deal with all that. And I say, well, you get an A in the class. You
yeah.
won. You made the right choice.
I got it.
You. So, yes, I encourage people not to do it if it's not right for them either. And until they have thought about all these issues, which, like I said, may sound trivial, but until you've tried to operate a business in your home with all the other stuff going on, you'll never know how hard this can be.
But you know, Bev, one of the things I do want to say, though, there are if you're listening, folks, and you've got this burning desire, and you've heard all the reasons, you know, that you shouldn't do this, and you still want to start it right there on the kitchen table. I mean, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I mean, you won't be the first person that had absolutely, you know, difficult circumstances, and didn't have a perfect place to do it. It's never going to be perfect. You're never going to have a perfect situation. All we're trying to get you to do is to say, okay, if I start this on my kitchen table, and if it does well, obviously I won't be able to leave it on my kitchen
mm-hmm.
table. And then where do I go?
Right.
And so what you're doing is maybe this is also incorporating your future furniture purchases.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, you know what, I'm going to start this on my kitchen table, and if it does well, I'm going to move out of this apartment in 6 months anyway. That'll help me decide whether to get a two bedroom or, you know, or mm-hmm. a three bedroom or whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, the main thing is to open your eyes and realize that you know, once you birth this baby, you got to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. There's so many things to consider, but if, as you said, if you plan, if you have your eyes open, if you get the others involved in the brainstorming and the decision making, it will be successful. It just takes effort.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are some other things that we need to know about the physical space where our office is?
Well, one of the things we talked briefly about, having enough electrical outlets, having the proper lighting, having the proper equipment. And one of the things people don't think about is the storage.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your business, I mean, if you're a consultant and you do everything over the telephone and the computer, you may only need a file cabinet for some file folders for your clients. But if you have a product-based business or, for instance, in my desktop publishing business, I had a lot of supplies of different types of paper and
mm-hmm.
lots of other things, and I found that I was running out of space for my storage. So I had to look for some other storage that wasn't too far away but still convenient to my office. I was fortunate enough to have lots of space in my previous house, and I'll have it in my new house, but there are people who don't have the space that I was fortunate enough to have. So you may have to be a little creative, looking for little nooks and crannies that can turn into storage space, such as under stairwells or an extra closet that maybe you can put some shelves above a current shelf.
Or lay some plywood in the attic and put some boxes up there or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe you need an additional work table or something. You can use file cabinets to put across the door and make a work table.
Beverly,
things you can do.
Good job today, as always. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
I'll be here. Thanks.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, AAHBB.org. Quick break. Right back with Jim Morrison. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.